You're on with Mario Lopez.
Here we go, back in the mix to get you over the hump. A lot of Hollywood buzz to catch up on, including the guy who was caught holding hands with Kim Kardashian. They've also added some new words to the dictionary. We're going to see if my wife and I know the definitions. But up next, the Real Housewives are going international. So let's keep the music going. You're on with Mario Lopez. You're on with Mario Courtney Lopez, and the Real Housewives are expanding.
On with Mario, Hollywood buzz.
So for the first time ever, the Real Housewives franchise is going international. Bravo has greenlit a new series, The Real Housewives of Dubai. That's next level wealth right there.
Mm-hmm.
No cast announcements yet, but word is Caroline Stanbury will be one of the ladies. She used to be on the Bravo show Ladies of London. Meanwhile, Peacock just announced their own Housewives series, bringing back The Real Housewives of Miami. It ran for 3 seasons about a decade ago. We're going to go to our Real Housewives expert, Mrs. Lopez. What
Hi,
are your thoughts?
Thank you for having me. You know, I am very excited about Miami. I liked that crew when they were there, I believe.
Oh, can I interrupt? Wasn't one of the ladies that we saw in that drug documentary?
Yeah, remember I told you?
Yeah, one of the mm-hmm. housewives that you
yeah,
told me,
she
right?
She was a wife of one of the cartel. Was he in the cartel? I can't remember.
He was. Yes, he was.
Yeah. She was in Miami. Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't know if she's in it or not, but I did like that franchise and sadly it went away. You know, I don't know if I'll watch The Real Housewives of Dubai.
Do they even have to live in Dubai?
Probably
well,
not.
Well, this one lady's from London.
Could she live in London and be one of the
yeah,
Real Housewives
see,
of Dubai?
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. Now it's just like, but we'll see. I give it one shot.
Following us on Twitter yet? Join the fam now at On With Mario. The music and fun continues next from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
Mario Lopez here. Got an in-depth look at Lady Gaga in the new movie House of Gucci. Great cast, too. Lady Gaga, Al Pacino, Adam Driver, and it's a true story. My girl, Gaga, rocking an Italian accent in the 90s fashion. Movie hits theaters on the 26th. Could be a lot of Oscar buzz, too. Check out the trailer on onwithmario.com. Mario Lopez here. iHeartRadio album release party for Ed Sheeran's going down tonight. We're celebrating the songs from his new release, Equals. Get over to the website right now for the link to the live stream, onwithmario.com. You're on Mario Lopez and the CW putting a new twist on old school style.
On with Mario, Hollywood buzz.
So this is a bit of a throwback. The CW just announced a new special for the holidays, The Black Pack, We Three Kings. Taye Diggs, Neo, and Eric Bellinger will pay homage to the songs and talent of the Rat Pack. That includes artists like Sinatra, Dean Martin, and Sammy Davis Jr. Look for it on November 29th.
OnWithMario.com for more Hollywood buzz.
Here we go.
On with Mario Lopez continues next from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at Geico.com. Easy.
You're on Mario Courtney Lopez with a quick look at what's new on TV and streaming today.
Apple TV Plus debuts the new series Dr. Brain, a sci-fi thriller about a doctor who figures out how to hack the brains of dead people to access their memories. That's kind of cool.
Is it cool or is it creepy?
It's creepy cool.
And
it's creepy cool because I wish I could go and talk to my grandma and get some of her memories again. It's kind of, you know.
But what do you do with that information, I wonder?
You store it on a hard drive.
Maybe if you need passwords, they've passed away and you
Was
don't know their password.
On the internet?
Yes, exactly. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. A couple quick birthday shout outs. We're going to try to guess the ages. Who do we got?
Kendall Jenner from Keeping Up with the Kardashians and other stuff. I believe she's a model.
I'm going to say Kendall is 25 now.
27.
26.
Oh, wow.
You guys literally do this like
we sandwiched
all
it.
The time. Roseanne Barr.
60 years old, hitting the sixth level.
64.
68.
Oh,
68.
Wow.
And Dolph Lundgren, who we've had in this studio from Rocky IV, The Expendables. He was the Ocean King and Aquaman or something.
I must break you. Rocky IV, the Sylvester Stallone uncut version, is going to be in theaters soon for one night only.
Okay.
And I'm going to go check that out. With that said, Dolph Lundgren, who looks great, I believe is 62 years old.
63.
64.
Wow.
You know, I can't play this game anymore.
Let's see.
We're too bad.
Y'all, Mario, Courtney Lopez, time to hear your comments. We're going to grab some from the tweet stack. What'd you get, honey?
This is from Tito Aquino, and they said, watching Mario Lopez dance around on his TV in his tidy whities, do you think they had to talk him into doing that?
No.
And
I said no. Oh. I was answering.
And did they give him fresh drawers or make him wear what he came into work? And I see, this is a trick question. You want to know what kind of underwear he wears, Tito.
Tito Aquino. It was an 80s theme. My daughter was Madonna from Desperately Seeking Susan. My son was Marty McFly from Back to the Future. And my other son, Santino, and I were Tom Cruise in Risky Business. Because sometimes you just got to say, what the favorite line.
And that's just what Sonny said.
Yeah, exactly. Very easy outfit, by the way. Button-down shirt open, some tidy whities, socks high with some Ray-Bans. Fun fact, Ray-Ban was actually going out of business up until that point. And when Tom Cruise put them on in that movie and it became a big hit, they went up like 2,000%.
You're kidding.
Yes.
Saved the brand.
He literally did. And then he followed up wearing Ray-Bans in Top Gun a couple years later with the aviator Ray-Bans.
Oh, they better
rocketed
they
again.
Better send him.
You should have got a piece of the company.
Yeah.
Got a question for Mario? Tweet it our way right now at On With Mario. And stick around, because the fun continues in moments from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
Mario Lopez here, my wife Courtney. Today we are celebrating National Stress Awareness Day, or every day for me. I'm always dealing with some kind. I think I deal with it pretty well, to be honest. Right, honey? I don't ever try to bring it home.
No, you don't. You're very calm, and you have a way of handling stress that I admire, because
you
don't let it really get to you and change your attitude during the day.
What would you say causes you the most stress in your life?
Mario Lopez. No.
Yeah. No, I think I compliment.
No,
I think just trying to do everything and during the day and be there for everyone, because I'm constantly
getting pulled
by everybody's calling my name. And, you know, being a mom is
it's stressful.
It's getting it all in.
Someone would have told me about this before I became a mom.
What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here. When it comes to celebrity romance, I don't think anyone was shipping this couple, but if you believe the pics, there may be a new guy in Kim Kardashian's life. Details next in the Hollywood Buzz. You're on Mario, Courtney Lopez, and Kim Kardashian may have found herself a new man.
On With Mario, Hollywood Buzz.
So over Halloween weekend, Kim Kardashian rented out the Knott's Scary Farm theme park for a big group date. Her sister, Courtney, was there with Travis Barker and a bunch of other close friends. Kim was caught sharing all the rides with Pete Davidson. In fact, the touristy photos from the roller coaster show that they were holding hands on the ride. Friends say they just have fun together. I didn't even know that they were friends. You know, I got to hang out with Pete Davidson not too long ago at one of the Triller Fight
Club
events.
Oh, you guys dating too?
Shout out to Pete. No, he was actually a really nice guy. But I'd be shocked, because judging by her history, not her type exactly.
You know what? She was just on Saturday Night Live not too long ago, and he's on that. So, you know, they're just hanging out. They're friends.
You're on with Mario Lopez. More fun coming up from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
Y'all, Mario, Courtney Lopez, now trending on our website. Taylor Swift inducting Carole King into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She even performed the song, Will You Love Me Tomorrow? This is a must-see for Swifties. Check it out on Mario.com. You're on Mario, Courtney Lopez, with a quick piece of Hollywood buzz. We want to give our congrats to Kristen Chenoweth, who just got engaged to her boyfriend of 3 years, musician Josh Bryant.
Oh, and also actor Cal Penn from Harold and Kumar. He's now engaged to his longtime partner, Josh, and he had been seeing him for 11 years. So congratulations.
Congratulations. You're all Mario Courtney Lopez. And Merriam-Webster has added 455 new words to the dictionary this year. That's a lot of new words. Let's see who knows more about what these words mean. Hit us with it, Fraser.
Am I right?
They did not add that as a word. That, you know what? I'm starting to lose respect for Merriam.
They did?
That sounds like something we would say in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's kind of like, jeet, which is did you eat?
Jeet.
But it's Jeet.
Jeet. Well, am I right?
Am I right? Am I correct? Right? That is not. Does not count.
Copy pasta.
Is
copy paste
is like fake pasta, not really like
then
a starch.
Then wouldn't that be impasta?
Ah, missed opportunity. Oh,
well, copy pasta is actually data, usually a block of text that has been copied and spread widely online.
Oh, okay, that's a real word. I sold it though, right?
I mean, I believed you, except I had the real one in front of me.
Yes.
Deplatform.
Is when you take someone off their platform that they're on.
Well, you can't use the word in the definition. To remove or ban a user from social media network or website. There,
so yes. Exactly what I said.
Fluffernutter?
Fluffernutter is a new flavor at Baskin-Robbins. That's something between Rocky Road and Butter Pecan. It's a Fluffernutter.
That is a terrible guess. Do you want to
guess? I thought that was pretty
good. Fluffernutter is when I am making something that has nuts in it and I have to fluff them.
That is incorrect. It is peanut butter and marshmallow sandwiches.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
That sounds good, actually.
Yeah. TBH.
To be honest?
Yes, the abbreviation is
That's not a word.
That's an abbreviation.
People are making me mad.
Apparently it's in there now. And vaccine passport is another one.
Okay.
Well, a physical or digital document that proves
those are already words that existed.
I don't understand that. That's right.
The only two that should qualify is deplatform and copy pasta. Well, I guess Fluffernutter.
Want to be Facebook friends? Join the fam now. Facebook.com/onwithmario. The music and fun continues next from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at Geico.com. Easy.
Mario Lopez here. Now live on Facebook, the first trailer to the new Mandalorian spinoff, The Book of Boba Fett. Yes. Kind of looks like the Star Wars version of a mob drama. I am all about this. Tell us what you think. Comment on our Facebook page. Just search On With Mario. What up? It's Mario Courtney Lopez here. Some quick Hollywood buzz. The Masked Singer are taking things next level. They're hitting the road for a 50-city tour. This is funny. Each show is going to feature your favorite characters, and one local celebrity at every show will perform in disguise. Concerts start in May. Tickets just went on sale today. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez with a fallout from the Zayn and Gigi split.
On with Mario Lopez, Hollywood Buzz.
So I've been meaning to talk about this for a few days now, and I was sad to hear it, especially the details that have been coming out. But Zayn Malik and Gigi Hadid have broken up after Zayn apparently got in a physical altercation with Gigi's mom. Zayn was even charged with assault. He pled no contest. So now he's on probation for the next year and must take anger management and domestic violence classes. We're hearing some claims that all the drama started over Gigi's mom sharing photos of their daughter on social media.
Well, that should have just been a conversation.
I also heard, again, according to rumors, the mom was inserting herself into the relationship a lot, and that was causing a lot of problems. Like, I love family. Fortunately, I have a great mother-in-law, and she kind of lets us do her
but,
things.
You know.
Yeah, no, she's a little grumpy, but she at least stays out of our stuff. But I can't imagine a mom that's constantly in it. And listen, when you're young, because they're young. Remember, they're young.
They're young, yeah.
You know, emotions ride high. There's a lot of stuff there. I really like them as a couple. It's unfortunate. Hopefully, they can keep it together. At least a modicum of decorum for their daughter.
Well, I hope that it was nothing too serious, and hopefully things just got blown out of proportion, and they can find a way to get back to the way they used to be.
OnWithMario.com for more Hollywood buzz.
Here we go.
On with Mario Lopez continues next from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at Geico.com. Easy.
Mario Lopez here. Quick reminder to set those DVRs for tomorrow. A couple cool musical performances are going down. First, we got Ed Sheeran up early for the Today Show. Then tomorrow night, Ariana Grande performs on Fallon. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. And on this day in history, 31 years ago, a rap single became a number one pop hit for the very first time.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. I sit back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights
and I'll glow.
To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle.
Dance.
Wow. Vanilla Ice.
That was the jam. Robert Van Winkle.
I think he has
running.
A home improvement show now.
He
or
does.
Something.
He did, I think, for a little bit. I'm not going to lie. That was the jam back in the day, and it was the funniest thing because I remember this for some reason vividly. He wouldn't admit that they got that dun 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 Dun, 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 dun. That little hook from Queen. He's like, nah, it's different. They're like, no, bro, that's Queen.
It's the same. It's exactly the same.
And that's when he started to kind of like lose his credibility. He should have just paid homage and like rolled with it. Y'all, Mario Lopez, and every Wednesday, we like to honor someone who's done a good deed. Today, who does our Lopez Award go to?
Well, it goes to American Idol judge Luke Bryan. He was driving in a small Tennessee town, spotted a woman with a flat tire. He pulled over and actually helped her change the tire. The woman was completely shocked when she recognized him. She shot some video for her TikTok, of course, because that's what everyone does, and it went viral.
Oh, that is a good deed. Look at Luke Bryan right there. You know, I told you I'm a country fan now.
Well, because you went to one show. You went to see Blake Shelton.
Well, he kicks it with Luke, doesn't he, on that show?
No, they're on competing shows.
Oh, that's
Blake's
right.
On the
I'm
Voice.
Sorry.
They're
He's
actually,
on The Voice. That's
kind
right.
of enemies
that's right.
or rivals.
That's right. Okay, then. Well, I got to go see him in concert and see if I feel the same.
Following us on Twitter yet? Join the fam now at On With Mario. The music and fun continues next from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
Yo, I'm Mario Lopez with your shot at some easy money. We're talking $1,000 cash. Just text the keyword cash now to 200-200. You'll also get a chance to win a Jingle Ball VIP trip to New York. Great lineup, too. Joe Bros, Doja Cat, Dua Lipa. You're going to get a confirmation text and info. Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest. Mario Lopez here. Almost time for me to pass the mic, but there's one last thing I want to talk about before I go. I found out what I want for Christmas, but everyone here may need to go in on it together. I'm going to share what it is after a few more songs. Y'all, Mario Courtney Lopez. Time for one last thing. If you want to get me something from Christmas, this is it, kids. Now on auction, the black leather jacket Sylvester Stallone wore in the original Rocky.
What?
It was so awesome. Back in 1976, there was no budget for wardrobe. Stallone even had to sell his dog, Butkus.
That's so sad.
Which was in the movie. He ended up buying it back when he finally sold the
script. For a lot more, though.
Yes, he did. That's okay. It was worth it. Anyway, Stallone just grabbed it from his own closet, okay? And he's selling it. It's expected to fetch about $60,000. Fedora, by the way.
That's it?
Sold separately.
That's it.
Well, you know why I asked? Because
grand.
I just saw on the news that they're auctioning Fonzie, what's his
Henry
name?
Henry Winkler.
Henry Winkler is auctioning off his jacket that he wore in
Happy Days.
Happy Days. There were only five of them made.
Right.
And they said that they have gone, I guess they auctioned off one of the other five for almost $100,000.
I would prefer, listen, you know, Arthur Fonzarelli is one of my favorite TV characters of all time. I would like that, but I think I'd probably lean towards the black jacket Stallone wore in the original.
Which jacket do you think is more famous? The jacket.
Henry Winkler's.
Yeah, the Fonz.
The Fonz. But if you're a huge
boxing fan.
Yeah.
Or just a movie buff because it won Best Picture
that year. If you love Rocky, yeah.
Oh, okay. And you love Rocky, yeah. So, wow. Either one I'll take for Christmas.
Don't move. More with Mario coming your way from the Geico Studios. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. So get a quote at geico.com. Easy.
All right, I'm out of here, but tomorrow's going to be a lot of fun. My man Scott Eastwood's going to be zooming in. He's got a new movie with Mel Gibson. Plus, my wife's going to share another life hack. Until then, Mario Lopez saying good night.
On with Mario Lopez.